Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
So, Ben and Chris, I just found this letter that I wrote to Tanya.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Is it a love letter?
I thought you said this was a good idea.
This is true, and I swear to God I don't remember writing this. This is a letter to Tanya from Danny. I think this letter is sort of like a, what would you call it? When it's based on a letter, someone else's letter.
Oh, like a bunch of horse shit I don't want to listen to.
No, it's like, I think she wrote a letter to her mom or something, and now I was writing this kind of to make her feel better about the letter that I read to her. I can't remember.
That's good. I want to hear about your feelings. I don't hear enough about
this. This is a letter to Tanya. Hang quiet. This is a letter to Tanya from Danny. Dear Tanya, be happy and smile. I love you with all of my heart.
God
damn. You and your mom just argued. But at the end, I know you saw that she really loves you. And it's just sad that you two aren't as close as you used to be. But she really loves you and cares about what happens to you. And you are lucky to have a mom like that. And Heidi loves you too.
Heidi's a dog.
But I love you the most. Oh, good.
You really wrote this?
Yes, this is not anything.
But I love you the most.
Oh, God. I don't
you love her more than her mom loves her? That's kind of a fucked up thing to say.
But I love you the most. Well, maybe. JK. I only wrote JK, JK.
Did you really write JK?
Yes, because she does. It's like a joke. It's like making fun of her. But I did. It's shame.
It's a joke that nobody laughs at.
Okay. I will smell you again sometime in the near future.
Is that a sexual thing? Or like just...
Oh, God.
She should have wrote that. Danny, that I will smell you in the near future. But it's not a joke.
No, it's because she always said, instead of saying bye, she says smell you later, which is a line from The Simpsons. So that's why I wrote that. Anyway, I just found that. I just picked that up in my room. It was in a notebook that I was looking through for podcast ideas.
Wow.
But I just found that was also in it.
How does that make you feel?
You know...
I'm just kidding. I don't want you to answer.
I'm not happy about reading that letter.
All right. I'm not happy about listening to you read that letter.
All right. Ben, do you think Chris is a little harsh on me about my feelings in this podcast?
I think he's right on the money.
Wow, you got to be kidding me.
I think he could be harsher, actually.
Get out of here.
I thought I was
But I mean, come on. When you write letters with phrases like, I love you with all my heart, come on.
And didn't you say all of my heart? Than that. Did you say all of my heart or all my heart?
No, but like I said, I think that was a satirical letter. I think it was line for line based on a letter that was on the page before.
You're not sure?
I'm pretty sure. There's a letter on the page before that starts out the same way.
Do you have speech writers that write your letters for you?
No, I just think... I think Chris is a little too hard on me about my feelings. I was hoping that I'd get you to back me up on this, but apparently you're on his...
Well, it depends on the... I think he is sometimes, but... Whatever he says about the letter isn't harsh enough.
What would you say about the letter? That wasn't intended to be like a deeply thoughtful love letter. That was just something I wrote like probably in like 20 seconds with no thought into it.
Just think how much worse it would have been if it was a deeply thought out love letter.
How would you write your deeply thought out love letter?
I don't know. It would be...
What are some phrases that you would say?
Give me one second. Give me a second. The term snuggle buddies would probably be in there.
Snuggle buddies?
Yeah. Let's see.
Let me ask you a question to interrupt a little bit.
Okay.
Do you ever recycle your old like sayings or pet names between girlfriends?
I don't think so. I've only had 3 girlfriends.
Do you deliberately try to think of new things because you don't want to be disrespectful to the current girl or...
No.
You just feel motivated to give
Well, like, for example, I call Tanya Little. That's my nickname for her. And I never intended for that to be her nickname. I don't know. I don't even remember how it started. But I think I used to call her little girl or something like that, and it just got shortened to little. But, like, I didn't recycle that. Like, I don't even think I had a nickname for Zandy.
Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, did you have, nicknames, Ben?
For Zandy?
Yeah.
I don't try to use the same ones. I just think that's weird.
Do you have any, though?
Well, I mean, obviously you're not going to have all original dialogue for every new person, but you try not to, you know what I mean? You try not to recycle the compliments that you give.
Well, do you have a nickname for Sonia?
Yeah, I call her Sonia. I don't know, really.
You don't have anything that you...
Not really.
Do you have any nicknames that you used to use, Chris? What's the most embarrassing nickname you ever had for a girl?
I'm going to have to think on that.
What about you, Ben? Do you have any other nicknames? Sometimes I call Tanya Little Teeny Tanya, and I wrote a song about it that's based on peanut butter jelly.
Is it as good as Midnight Party?
It's not, but it just goes, Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, say Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, say Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, I say Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, say Little Teeny Tanya with a baseball bat, I say Little Teeny Tanya, Little Teeny Tanya. That was gonna keep
I didn't think Jesus anything could be Christ. Worse than that letter.
I was like two verses away from suicide. That was fucking horrible.
I was just going to keep singing.
They should take you into like enemy countries and try to get terrorists to kill themselves.
Interrogator.
Yeah, you could smoke them out of their caves.
They just send me in to sing that song.
It'd be a lethal combination of looks, smell, and singing.
You guys have to have some nicknames or songs or something stupid that you did.
I couldn't come up with a nickname for my last girlfriend, so I used to like just try to come up with a different stupid one every time.
What would you call her?
But see, that's pointless. I can't really think of any of them.
But now. I mean, I feel like that would be a pretty good joke if you did it over a long period of time.
You'd think so, but I don't think she ever found it funny. I think she was actually offended that I couldn't find a good one.
Ben, you don't have a nickname for Sonia?
No. One thing that we do that's kind of weird is that we have two cats, you know.
Yeah.
And we have voices for the cats that we talk to each other with.
Oh, good.
So sometimes, like, Sonia will do something that I think is kind of annoying, but I don't want to have that fight and have me say it.
So you just talk through
so
the cat.
Maybe Julius will say something like, hey, Mom, would it kill you to do some dishes? And then, like, she can't get mad at me because Julius said it. We do that a lot. That's kind of funny.
What's your other cat's name?
Irving.
Stanley.
Whatever happened to...
Jack?
Yeah.
That's Megan's cat.
Oh, your old girlfriend. Ooh.
Was there a custody battle?
Yeah, was there a custody battle? What was his actual name?
Dr. Jack Flefferton.
That's the best cat name I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Didn't you take it to the vet or something like that, and they had to read it out loud?
Yeah, because they call you by the pet's name, not by the human's, the owner's name.
Right.
So the lady, like, you could tell she didn't want to say it out loud. Did like in a real muted voice.
Were you ashamed to stand up when they called out Dr. Jack Flefferton?
Fucking proud.
What if you? I mean, if that's their policy, they just never not call out pet names, and you should just name your cat. I'm a vet nurse, and I'm a fuckface.
I always want to do that with my grocery card, you know what I mean? Like when they have like those cards that you use at like, well, Ralph's down here or Safeway, and you have to slide a card or Vons, and then they say, oh, thank you very much, Mr. Savage, have a great day, because you use your card. But the only thing that they use those cards for is market research. Like It gives you a discount with your Ralph's card or whatever. But it doesn't matter what you write on that card, you know what I mean? That doesn't do anything. I always want to write something ridiculous on there and have them say it every time. Like, Mr. Hitler? I don't know. Something that they wouldn't want to say. Hitler.
Sonia, she worked at the Hearing Aid Center and at Kaiser. She had a guy that's last name was, I think it was Kuntz. And she's like, thank you, Mr. Kuntz. And he's like, no, it's Kuntz. He corrected her.
Yeah, I used to live with my aunt and uncle for a year, and their last name is Deutsche. And I swear to God, every telemarketer that would call would be like, hey, how's it going? Is Mr. or Mrs. Douche available? And I always thought, like, wouldn't you, that be your last option? Wouldn't you make someone lead you into that before you started out with that?
I work with medical records.
Oh, yeah.
With medical charts. And the other day I saw a chart.
Oh, wait, are you not washing trains anymore?
No, I don't wash trains anymore.
Oh, okay.
And I was working on a chart, and the patient's name was Harry Gooch. And I had to stop everyone around me and show them.
Oh, I'm a FedEx driver, and one time I got a package that was, I think I picked up the package or something, and it was addressed, the person's name was Ching, and the last name was Chong. I thought that was hilarious. I made a copy of it.
My favorite one was an Asian name. It was four names. I don't even know which was his first, but the whole thing read Thick Chow Gong Wang. I'm serious. And they were all spelled like correct.
Except for the thick was T-H-I-C-K-E, like Alan Thick.
No, it was regular.
Sonia used to, you know, the Fox 40 sportscaster Jim Crandall in Sacramento?
No, but keep going.
Anyways, there's a sportscaster in Sacramento named Jim Crandall, and Sonia went to school with his son, and his name is Chris Crandall. I don't know why. I always thought that was so funny.
Chris Crandall. I don't know why either.
I don't know either.
Well, we got totally off topic here. I want one of you guys.
Chris Kringle.
Right.
Chris Crandall. That's pretty good.
I want one of you guys to reveal an embarrassing nickname. I revealed one at least. Ben?
I don't really give out nicknames.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever do that? Do you ever call your girlfriend Babe?
No.
Done Babe.
That drives me crazy. Like the Babe, where they do it all the time. You know, there's couples that'll be like, Babe, can you grab my car keys, Babe? Oh, yeah, Babe. And they just, the way they say, they cut off Babe, like, Babe should be said like this, Babe. But they say, Babe.
Well, I did it in between those two extremes.
Really? Was this like a common thing? Like, you guys would call each other Babe all the time?
Yeah, I think so. But it was this interchangeably with all the other typical shit. Sometimes there was an E at the end of it, too.
Baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
It was a baby.
I hate when you listen to people talk at the grocery store and they're talking to, like, their wife or something, and they'll say Babe, and they'll be like, hey, Babe, we got Doritos at home? you can say Babe if you're like, oh, you look great tonight, Babe. But don't say, like, hey, Babe, Cool Ranch? Nacho cheese? Which one? Nacho cheese? Like, that's the fucking worst. What are you talking about? You know what I mean, though? Like, doesn't that make sense?
Yes. No, that's you're absolutely right. That's what I hate, is that it becomes so mundane that it doesn't mean anything anymore. You just throw it for every sentence is either started with or ended with Babe, and it drives me crazy. It's like they're so proud that they have someone that they get to call Babe.
I can agree with that. Do you ever, like, see people shopping together and just think, they just look so pathetic for no good reason, just like they're all out as a family or as a couple shopping, and I just think, God, they just... That looks miserable. And I don't even know why. I can't explain it, but I just feel like shopping with someone just seems like they both really hate it, but they're just determined to live their lives
together.
They don't
want to be there, but they've already put 3 years into this relationship.
Or they're just trying too hard to look like they're a happy unit together in public.
Yeah.
What I hate more is when I would have to go to work at 4 in the morning, and then our store opens at 6. And I would hate, from where I was standing, I could see the front door, and I could see that, you know, like 15 minutes to 6, there'd be like 3 people standing outside.
What is wrong with you?
It's like, we're Raley's, we're not Six Flags.
Like,
And then they would come in and they'd be like,
would they just sprint for like the peaches?
Yeah, and it would be like, I'd be so fucking tired, and the last thing I wanted to do was work. And these people are on their own. It'd be like Sunday morning. There's no way they're going to work or doing right. anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it'd piss me off that all I want to do is sleep, and this fucking idiot has to get up at 5:45 on a Sunday so he could go get his Pringles.
And it's his fault that you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
What the fuck is wrong with old people? I used to notice that too when I worked there. Like, why the fuck do all old people have to get up at fucking 4 a.m? Well, it's a generational thing, but what the fuck is that about?
I will never be that guy. I promise. You guys have my solemn word.
I know. I've woken you up at 2:45 on a Saturday before.
And you're like, what the fuck? Did I join the army? Not realizing?
All right. Well, come on, guys. I really want a nickname. I know you guys are hiding something.
I'm not hiding shit. I already told you, baby.
Ben.
I told you, baby.
I told you, we don't do nicknames. We
not you and really... Sonya, but what about you and one of your girlfriends had to have had a nickname?
Like for me?
Yeah, either they had a nickname for you or you had a nickname for them.
Sonya always calls me Benji.
Benji?
No, not Benji. Ben G. Like Ben... letter G.
Why?
I don't know. Benji. Because it's like Benji, but not like sounding like the dog.
Benji. Little teeny Tanya, little teeny Tanya, little teeny Tanya.
What a big shut pop. Up.
I was sick this of hearing his.
Chris needs to just punch you right in the fucking
mouth. I was sick of hearing his story.
I was going to tell you to shut up even if you hadn't started singing.
Sometimes just hearing Danny breathe on the other end pisses me off.
Well,
but
believe
at least
me.
I don't have to breathe him.
Ben, have you ever been real annoyed enough with me that you really wanted to fight me?
No, because you'd kick my ass.
But I mean, I've been in situations where I've wanted to fight someone that I thought might kick my ass, but I've still wanted to fight them. But have you ever been like annoyed enough with me that you actually really wanted to punch me?
Not really. No. You what? Don't really ever piss me off that much. I never take you serious enough for you to piss me off.
I know that. Chris has to have wanted to punch me at least once.
I don't think I can say that I ever really wanted to punch you, but I definitely was mad enough at you that I wanted you to just shut the fuck up.
But I mean, like, I don't mean like you really wanted to fight me, but like you kind of have that urge to punch just to shut.
Well, the only time I get that is when you get all fucking gay on me and get all real close to me. Then I just want to kick you away.
Yeah, I guess. I almost punched Chris in the face one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I know about this?
Yeah, well, it was when... Well, there's two kind of good stories from this. For when we lived in Sacramento...
I bet they're not good.
They're probably not that good. Chris, for no reason, I think we bought, like, this glow-in-the-dark paint or something like that. So Chris wrote in our bathroom. He wrote on the wall, murder, but he wrote it backwards. So it said red rum.
Then we looked at the mirror.
So when you looked
closed,
in the mirror with the door, when the door was closed with the lights out, it said murder.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, well, my sister came because my mom was in a horrible car accident and she was in the hospital in Sacramento.
I remember that.
Good times.
So my sister came to stay with us for a while in Sacramento and she was sleeping on the couch downstairs. And the first night she was there, no one was there for some reason. And she was in the bathroom and then she like, this was like 2 days after Chris had written this on the wall. And she was, like, in the bathroom with the door closed, and then she, like, took a step backwards to look at herself in the mirror, and somehow her back hit the light on the wall. The light turned out, and she was just looking in the mirror, and it said murder on the wall, like, really big. And she was scared to death the rest of the night. But anyway, she was staying with us when – and I used to go to work at 2 in the morning. So I came downstairs to go to work, but I didn't turn the light on because my sister was there. So I just – was like trying to be quiet and go into the kitchen without turning the light on. And apparently Chris was waiting downstairs. No, he wasn't waiting. You were in the bathroom downstairs or something?
Don't even worry about what I was doing. I was just to say I was getting a midnight snack.
So Chris was for whatever reason downstairs. And so right when I walk by the kitchen, I see a little tiny light from the bathroom and Chris kind of like jumps out at me to scare me. And I was like dead asleep basically. And I immediately went into fight mode and I just threw this sort of like, What do you call it? Like a
haymaker?
A haymaker.
You're so proud of your fight instinct.
Well, that
I just immediately went to fight mode.
No,
my
I just
training took over. That's the point of this story.
No, and I just throw this huge haymaker, and then halfway through the punch, I realize, oh, that's Chris.
And I better not fuck with this guy. I remember who he is now.
But another part of me wanted to keep throwing the punch just because I was really tired. Yeah. I can't remember if I did punch you or not.
No, you didn't. You know how you know that? Because you're fucking still here.
Anyway, I guess you're right. Those weren't good stories.
Well, when I talked, they were pretty good. I like that I've insinuated that your sister's a whore in like so many episodes.
Yeah.
It's funny.
She's a listener.
No.
She doesn't appreciate that.
Good enough for her. You shouldn't have told your fucking mom about our podcast.
My mom's a listener to the podcast. Did you know that, Ben?
I did know that.
Would you tell your mom about this podcast? Would you want her to listen to this?
I've told her about it, and I've played her certain clips of things that I thought were funny.
And she just stonewalled you?
No, she has a pretty good sense of humor, but there's no way she'll ever listen to it because she couldn't figure out a computer.
I don't want my mom listening to this. I want to tell her, like, I want to mark specific episodes that she may be allowed to listen to on our website.
Do you think she'll obey your rules, or do you think she'll just listen to anything?
I don't know.
Because if my son told me not to listen to something, it's the first thing I'm going to do is listen to that.
I guess.
That's true. I would love to tell my dad about it, but then I wouldn't, because I don't even think I've said, like, shit in front of my dad.
Really?
Didn't I cuss around your dad when we were working together that time?
I think so.
I think I might have let a couple of things go.
That's all right.
Ben, you were talking about your mom having a good sense of humor. Didn't your mom used to always just say like weird racist things a lot when we were in high school or something like that?
She would say things that were pretty obviously racist to other people, but she didn't think they were, so then they weren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like.
Like one time I went to see her at her work. And she was talking to one of the people that she worked with, and it was this black girl. And my mom goes, oh, this is Mercedes. Typical, huh?
Are you kidding? What did you do?
No, I swear to God she said that. And I was like, what's typical? What? Like, I was confused because I realized that she was saying that it was typical that this black woman's name was Mercedes. And I thought, Mom, you can't say that. That's racist. But she just kind of says weird stuff like that all the time, and it's just, she'll say it and, like, smile and laugh, and you could tell there's, like, innocence in her eyes.
Well, you get away with saying more racist things than anyone I know.
I don't say anything racist. What are you talking about?
Well, yes, you do, Ben. But you don't mean it in a racist way. What I mean is you'll drop more racial slurs than anyone I know right in front of, like, a, you know, whatever race you want.
I'm not racist as much as I exploit stereotypes.
That's true. But I just mean you have more balls for saying things that a lot of people would consider offensive than I ever would, and you get away with it. And I don't mean get away with it like, yes, you snuck that one out and you've got a good racial slur out. I mean,
like I could get them to laugh at
it. Yeah, you get them to laugh at it. And I like that because I hate like
– Jews.
No, I hate that certain things are off limits just culturally. You just can't do these things because it makes you a racist when to me – it just matters if you know, how you would treat another race. I wouldn't treat them any differently. If someone was dying, I'd try to save either one of them, if it was white or black, as long as they're my brother.
Well, I mean, I hate that, you know, certain races can get away with certain jokes, especially, like, in stand-up comedy. Like, don't you feel that, like, black comedians can say more things about white people, but if a white guy got up there and started saying those
Yeah, but I don't have a huge problem with it because we enslaved
their
race for a large period of time.
But we did enslave them. But to be fair, they've made a lot of jokes about how white people can't dance.
Yeah, that's true.
My point is I'm not mad. Like I
so we're even is what you're saying, Chris.
I mean, it's not like a social issue, but I just feel all comedians should have that same right to go where they want to go, and people. Like, I hate when you go to a comedy club and somebody stands up because they're offended.
Oh,
like,
I know.
You're at a fucking comedy club, you know? Like, what do you want them to say? It's not Bill Cosby up there.
Yeah, it's Kramer.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, don't go to a comedy show if you're easily offended by stuff. Like, I don't want comedians to start second-guessing their act because they're afraid that they're going to offend somebody and get bad publicity. But in all reality, if you're a struggling comedian, that's probably good publicity.
Which is what you are right now.
A struggling comedian?
Yep.
Sometimes.
Would you ever do stand-up comedy, Ben?
I'd be too scared. I couldn't do it. I don't think I have the delivery for it.
I don't know.
I think Chris would be the best at it.
So do I, but...
No, you know what? I think Danny would be the best at it, because you're the best at, you know, like, the physical comedy, and I think you could get up there and retell the same bullshit like it was the first time.
Thanks.
But you should definitely hire Chris to be your head writer.
My writer.
He should be the Paul Mooney to your Richard Pryor.
That's true. Well, Ben, we're going a little long, but I consider this a success.
I think so.
Next week, we should go back to our all news and sports format.
Yeah, all news, all sports, all the time.
That seems to be a hit.
Yeah. Ben, what did you think of Midnight Party?
I thought Midnight Party was great. I'd like to see more songs being written.
Well, a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of feedback that people want to hear. Like, people want a hip-hop song next. People want a different, us to tackle every genre of music. So we may have to look into that. But for now,
it'd be a good challenge, though, also.
I agree. But we have to be inspired, though. I don't want to just, you know, do it for the sake of doing it. We have to get a good song.
Like Midnight Party, that meant something.
Yeah, exactly. To the people.
Maybe you guys can write the song to Sonya and I's first dance as a married couple.
That's a good idea.
Be good. Maybe that could be your guys' wedding gift to us.
That is a really good idea.
Do you guys know what, like, music you're going to play?
Yeah, give it. No, I'm not kidding around, Ben. What kind of a song would you like? Do you want, like, a slow song? Do you want, like...
Well, for the first dance, I mean...
So, like, techno... Like a techno. Arabic techno.
Well, I don't know.
How about a cheesy love song?
I want something to,
that's a good idea. That's a great idea. We'll write a cheesy love song for Ben and Sonya's first dance. And you guys will use this, right?
Well, if it's good enough.
Well, I mean, look at Midnight Party. What else do I need to say?
That's true. Your resume speaks for itself.
All right, Ben. It was lovely chatting with you again.
It was. Thanks for having me back, Chris and Danny.
Good night.
Good
night, Chris.
Hey, babe, we got Doritos at home?